Dreamscape presents Reckless in Red by Rachel Miles. Narrated by Joan Walker. Chapter 1. Winter, 1820.
That damned swindler.
From the office door of Calder and Company, Lena Frost could see the key left precisely in the middle of the empty desktop. Everything else was gone. Horatio's inkwell, his penknife, his little toys, even the carved bird he'd been toying with for the last several weeks. She knew what it meant. Horatio had left, for good. But did he take the money? She snatched up the key as she rounded the desk. Perhaps he'd left it, or at least enough to pay the remaining craftsman and open the exhibition. Perhaps. The word felt hollow. 5 of the 6 desk drawers stuck out several inches. Horatio had left in haste. She looked through the drawers, now a jumble. Unused correspondence paper in a variety of sizes, an assortment of bills, paid because she had paid them, to the end of the quarter, a handful of artist's crayons, almost used up. She picked up the sanguine pencil, its tip a ruddy red against her hand, then tossed it back into the drawer. Horatio was a talented artist, but his real skill was with words, most of them lies. Nothing in the drawers was of any importance. Only the drawer where she kept the money box was still shut. If the money was gone, her only hope would be to keep it quiet until she could open the exhibition. Subscribers had paid in advance to see what everyone was calling the most important art exhibition of the year. If she didn't open, she'd have to refund their money. If she could make it.